Well, no, there's some teal. The cabinets are, or the drawers are teal.
Yeah, that's kind of gray.
You're gray.
Your hair's gray. Because you're old.
Not going to be bullied by a six-year-old today. Not today. Welcome back, Eric Hattie, Everyday Hustle. Hey, so I've got a very special guest in studio with me today. My daughter, Judy. Say hi.
Hi.
So Judy is home for Christmas break for the next 2 weeks. And I thought it would be really cool to have Judy on the podcast and give the perspective of Everyday Hustle through the eyes of a 6 year old, almost seven year old girl. So how are you, Judy? You know, you have to talk to be part of the podcast, right? Because, you know, some people are watching on YouTube, but some people are listening on their phone. Like your mama listens on her phone. She doesn't watch the video. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to say any words.
I am.
You are. Okay. So how's Christmas break so far?
Good.
Good. Great. All right. Here, let's do some icebreakers. So let's see here. I'm going to steal this mouse real quick. Tell you what, let's do some rapid fire questions. Okay.
Okay.
So the answer to any of these questions is either mommy or daddy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Ready? Who's the better dancer?
Mom.
Who's the better cook?
You.
Hell yeah. Who's the better dresser?
Mom.
Who gives the best hugs?
Both.
Oof, tie. Who eats the weirdest foods? Me? Okay. Who is more embarrassing?
You.
Why?
Because you do weird songs.
I do weird songs. Oh, be a little closer to the microphone. All right, now say something.
Because you do weird songs.
Oh, see how that was so much louder in your ear? Mm-hmm. Perfect. Stay that close to the microphone. We will be all right. Who got in more trouble when they were a kid? Me?
You got grounded for a whole summer.
I did get grounded for a whole summer. It's a great story we'll have to tell sometime. Who's older, me or mommy?
You.
Who's funnier?
You.
Hell yeah. Who's smarter?
Can I say who's the best cook?
You already said who's the best cook. You said I'm the best cook. Who's smarter?
You.
Hell yeah. Who's more fun?
Both.
Both? Who would win in a fight?
You.
Who listens to better music?
Mom.
Oh, come on. Who picks better movies to watch?
Mom.
Damn. Who's the better driver?
You.
All right. Let's see. So, what grade are you in?
First.
Do you like school?
Kind of.
Say more. What do you like about school?
Art.
What's your favorite thing to do in art?
Make the clay bowls.
The clay bowls? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, art was one of my favorite classes too.
You tell me that all the time.
All the time? I'm going to crack your shell. We're going to get you talking. Folks, this girl will talk nonstop, but as soon as I turn the camera on, all of a sudden she's shy. Weird.
Because I've never been on YouTube before.
You've never been on YouTube before? Daddy is famous to tens of people on YouTube. So tell me more about why you like art. What about art class is fun? You like being creative?
Yeah, and once we made like these paper flowers, like you got a bowl. So you made like squares on your paper and then you get like a box and then you make dots and then you put water on it and it looks like flowers.
Oh, that's cool. Do you know why I like that you like art?
Why?
Because you are one of the most creative kids I've ever seen. I like your imagination. Let's see here. So, what do you think you're really good at?
Art.
Art? What else?
Singing.
I do think you're a good singer. What else?
Making slime.
Making slime. Daddy's not good at making slime.
Being creative.
Being creative. You're just repeating things I've said. What else?
Helping mom cook.
You gotta talk into the microphone.
Helping mommy cook.
I do love when you help your mommy cook. Do you wish you could help daddy cook?
Yeah.
Daddy doesn't have the patience for it. Okay. What makes you happy?
That you made me?
That I made you? Made me happy too. What else? What makes you happy? On a regular old Tuesday, what makes you happy?
Being with you.
Aw, see, now you're just buttering my buns. What else?
Doing this with you?
I do like that you are my first in-person podcast guest. That's pretty cool. Anything else make you happy?
Doing art with you?
I do. Actually, you know what my new favorite thing is? Is taking pictures. So, folks, big news over the last few weeks, I am the proud owner of a Canon R6 Mark II. It is one of the latest, greatest, newest, best, coolest cameras that is out there. My daughter says that I won't shut up about it and that all I've talked about for weeks is camera, camera, camera. But because I now have two cameras, I've got the Canon M50 that Judy's beautiful face is on, and I've got my Canon R6. Judy and I have now started each taking a camera and seeing who can come up with the most creative, fun pictures possible. And this kid's actually pretty good. Got a good eye for cool camera angles. So, do you like taking pictures with the camera?
Yeah.
Yeah. You are not a shy person. Let's see here. What do you hope you do when you're an adult?
Help people.
How so?
Because I like to help people when they're sad or like mad.
You like to help people when they're sad or mad?
Mm-hmm.
What else? How would you do that? Would you be a doula like your mama? Would you be a teacher?
Teach.
You want to teach?
Mm-hmm.
No? Wait till you see how much they get paid.
That's why I know you're not a teacher.
That's right. That makes some dollar bills, y'all. Let's see here. What's a question you want to ask me?
Who do you think would spend the most money if we went to a dollar store? You or mom?
Boy, that's tough. Probably me. I spend more money. But your mama would get more bang for her buck with what she buys at the dollar store.
Probably. She would probably spend the most money at Target.
We don't talk about the red card. What's your favorite store?
Claire's.
Yeah? What do you like to buy at Claire's?
Bags, headbands, cups, and plants.
And plants?
Or phone cases.
Phone cases. What kind of phone do you have?
I don't have any.
Exactly. So you don't need a phone case. let's see here. Oh, here's a good question. Judy, what would you buy if you had $1 million?
Starbucks card.
You buy $1 million Starbucks card? And do what with it?
Buy Starbucks.
You know, well, yeah, you do like Starbucks. I wonder how many cake pops and strawberry frappuccinos you could buy with $1 million.
10 cake pops.
You still have 999,900 and something dollars left.
And 50
frappuccinos?
Shakes. Yeah.
Shakes. Okay. That's all you would do with $1 million. You would just blow it all at Starbucks. You're crazy. You know what I would buy if I had $1 million?
What?
A house. A really fancy, fancy house.
Like what are those houses called? Like a mansion?
A mansion? Except you need more than $1 million to buy a mansion in Dallas. But it would be a nice down payment. Hey. Judy, if you could change the world, how would you do it? What would you change?
Everything wouldn't be expensive.
Everything wouldn't be expensive. Socialism. What else?
That everything is free.
Everything is free? Socialism. Feel the burn. That's all you would change. If you could change anything in the world.
Yeah.
You know what I would change?
What?
I would change that there would not be any homeless people anymore. And that everybody would have a house. And everybody would have food. And everyone would have YouTube. Why are you being so shy?
I'm not.
You're being pretty shy.
Nope.
Here's a good question.
What?
What's one thing you wish you could change about mommy and daddy?
That I could have a sister.
You could have a sister?
Wait, I have a good question.
Okay.
Would you rather bring me to the zoo or to the dollar store?
Oh, the zoo. Hands down the zoo. You want to know why?
Why?
At the zoo, there's Dippin' Dots. I could bring my camera to the zoo and take fun pictures of animals.
But what if you dropped it into a lake?
I would make sure I have my strap around my neck so that I couldn't drop it. The zoo's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is.
What other questions do you want to ask?
Would you rather have YouTube or a camera?
Ooh. Man, that's tough.
And you can only choose one.
I don't like that question. Because if YouTube gives me endless entertainment, I can learn how to do things with my camera. I can learn how to repair something on my car. I can watch funny cat videos.
With me.
With you. But a camera, I can go create. I can make pretty pictures and art and fun videos. I can make my own funny cat videos. I don't know. I honestly, I'd have to, I don't know. I'm leaning towards YouTube. Because then I can keep educating myself.
I have another question.
What you got?
Would you rather have one of these lights?
Uh-huh.
Or one of those lights?
Ooh, that's tough. So she, for those of you who are listening, she pointed to my purple light which is also a handheld light that I can put my iPhone in and use it like a gimbal. But it you can pick every color under the sun. Or she's pointing to the hair light up above my head that's in a softbox. Yep, thank you. I like the color lights. I'm not going to lie. I can do more fun things with those.
Would you rather play the piano or a guitar?
Oh, I'd rather play the guitar. You want to know why?
Why?
Because I actually know how to play the guitar. I fake my way on the piano. I only sort of know how to play it. What else?
Would you have a house or a mansion?
I'd have a mansion. I like having rooms for everything. If I had a mansion, I would have a room
for cameras.
Just for cameras, and it would already be set up as a podcast studio, so we wouldn't have to like move stuff around and figure it out. Because what y'all in YouTube land didn't see is the hour that Judy and I spent trying to figure out how to fit all of this on my desk, and you know, set up both cameras and make sure that everyone's well lit. So yeah, I would take the mansion, and it would have a podcast studio in it.
Your turn to ask me a question.
What's your favorite food?
Pancakes.
Pancakes, or that's a choice. Your turn.
What is your favorite place to go?
Ooh, the beach.
Cancun.
It doesn't matter if it's Cancun, Belize, Grand Turk. I just want blue water and a sandy beach and a fruity drink with an umbrella sticking out of it. And daddy is good. What about you? I'm going to ask you the same question. Where's your favorite place to go?
Hawaii.
Hawaii? You've never even been to Hawaii.
Yeah, but I feel like it's going to be a good place.
I feel like it's going to be lit. There. If you want to lean back, now you can just... There you go. You just got to keep your mouth on it. Otherwise, do you hear how it gets quieter when I get further away from the microphone? And then I get closer to the microphone and then whoop.
Yeah. Stop. That's loud.
Okay. Your turn to ask a question.
Would you rather have one of these screens or...
It's a 55-inch TV hanging on the wall as a computer screen.
Or a bookshelf.
Oh, the computer screen all day. You want to know why?
Because it's your favorite?
No, because the screen can show me any book. The screen can show me any picture. The screen can show me any video, any movie. The bookshelf just holds books. That's boring.
Mommy would like a bookshelf.
Yeah, she would. My turn to ask a question.
All right.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
What did you just say?
So how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
I don't know. Say that slower.
Said, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Way slower.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
I don't know.
The answer's a lot.
Ferg.
We have a special guest, Ferg, trying to break in. She's not going to come in here, though. She chews on cables.
But blue doesn't. Or B.
That's true. Two out of three ain't bad.
Blue was in my bed when you were on your call.
Really? What's your favorite vacation you've been on with mommy and daddy?
Oh, that's hard. Cancun.
Cancun?
Because I have my own room.
You do have your own room. That's nice. Thanks. Thanks, Grandma and Grandpa.
The water slide.
Water slide is pretty awesome. I like that I can make my own fruity drinks in the kitchen in our room in Cancun and not have to pay $15 a drink. That's always nice.
My turn.
Okay, what you got?
Would you rather have a pet butterfly or a pet hamster?
Pet hamster. Hands down. They're cute.
You were going to say butterfly because baby Helen likes butterflies.
Yeah. Now, hamsters are adorable.
There's a butterfly up there.
There is a butterfly up there. But you could put a hamster in one of those little plastic balls so they could run around the house.
But then you would lose them.
That's true. That's true. Let's see here. What else could I ask you?
Ask me a question.
I'm going to ask you a question. Where do you want to go to college?
Where Mama went.
University of North Texas. That liberal arts school up to the north. I sound like a crotchety old conservative. I have a question. I'm not. Yes, ma'am.
When do you want to go feed the squirrels there?
Soon, because I want to use my new camera to take pictures of the squirrels.
You have.
I know, but now I've got the fancy schmancy super awesome camera.
I'm excited to see all my squirrel friends.
So for those of you in YouTube land, my wife Jessica went to University of North Texas, and it's literally 10 minutes down the road.
No, it's not.
It's 10 minutes down the road.
It seems like a million hours.
Sometimes it's 15 minutes. But they have this beautiful campus with lots of trees and an abundance of squirrels. And so during COVID lockdown, when we were not really able to go anywhere or do anything, we got a bunch of peanuts and we went to the UNT campus and walked around outside and fed the squirrels. And now when Judy goes to UNT to feed the squirrels, she's like Snow White because all the animals come running out of the trees and run straight to her and take the peanuts right out of her hand. It's pretty cool.
I tried to get them to come onto my arm.
Yeah.
That's probably never going to happen.
Yeah, never say never. You think we should get a pet squirrel?
The show that B watches, I love that squirrel with the pointy ears.
Oh, the European squirrels?
Mm-hmm.
Those are pretty cool. There. Now we're both in that camera, sort of. If you could have any animal as a pet, what animal would you have?
A rabbit?
I used to have a pet rabbit.
And then, did Mikey eat it?
No, my pet rabbit was eaten by a stray dog in the neighborhood.
Yesterday, me and Mr. Rich saw a loose dog.
Really? What did you do?
Nothing?
Dude,
I'm not getting close to a dog that I don't know.
For those of you in YouTube land, Judy's best friends in the neighborhood are two almost 80-year-old men, Mr. Rich and Mr. Roy. She has like neighborhood grandpas. No.
Why would they be my grandpa?
I don't know.
Get out of my space.
I'm in your camera.
Stop.
And we're back. What age do you think you should be when you get a phone?
10.
10?
So when I babysit, I could call you.
Look at you using logic to make your sales pitch. I like it. I like it.
Oh, I haven't done a question.
Okay, what you got?
Would you rather have this rug or...
I have a white furry rug in here.
A black rug.
White. Daddy likes white, bright.
Mostly everything in this room is white, black, and brown.
White, black, and brown. That's true. Well, no, there's some teal. The cabinets are, or the drawers are teal.
Yeah, that's kind of gray.
You're gray.
Your hair's gray. Because you're old.
Not going to be bullied by a 6-year-old today. Not today. All right, we're almost at a half hour. So last questions.
I'm going to go again.
Okay.
Would you rather have a dance party or a baby shower?
Dance party. Because I'm done having babies.
No, you're going to have the baby.
I'm going to have the baby?
Mm. Some boys have babies.
Some boys do have babies. Not this boy. I'm all babied out. Don't rock that chair. You're going to fall flat on your back for all of YouTube to see. And you're just going to be like, wah!
Wah! Good thing there's a rug.
You'd be like, help! What do you want everyone in YouTube land to know?
I'm good at art.
You're good at art?
Music. Art.
More music.
Art.
More art.
Music.
Music.
Videos. I always pretend on my iPad that I'm on YouTube. I do that all the time.
I thought you pretended you were on TikTok.
Sometimes.
There'd be no TikTok in my house.
I fleek.
What else? Hold on. We got 2.5 minutes before your camera stops recording. What else? Any last thoughts for YouTube?
Would you rather? I'm not saying this to you. I'm saying it.
Okay.
Would you rather have a mom or a dad?
I want both. Oh, yeah. Put it in the comments below. Do you want a mommy or a daddy? You pick. Bubba, how do all of your YouTube channels end their shows?
With music?
No, normally they say, click the subscribe button.
Yeah.
Ring the bell and give me a big thumbs up.
Like that channel I used to watch with
Trinity and Beyond?
Yeah, I love that show.
Yeah. Do you know how Daddy ends his podcast?
No.
He says, I'm Eric Hattie. This is Everyday Hustle. And I promise the next one won't suck. Do you want to try it?
No.
You want to say, I'm Judy Fisher Hattie.
I thought you usually do your music.
Oh, that plays after I say, I promise the next one won't suck. Do you want to try it?
Yeah, but my Band-Aid's coming off.
Oh, we got an emergency, folks. Got a Band-Aid coming off.
It's not an emergency.
It's an emergency. All right. Folks, I'm Eric Hattie. This is Everyday Hustle. That's Judy Fisher Hattie. She's on Everyday Hustle. And we promise the next one won't suck. Cue the music!
I can't. You do it.
All right.